Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with a delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meeks, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters, and breakfast has brought with it a crisis, a fateful moment in the life of Peggy Meeks.
It's tragic, that's what it is. My life is ruined. My social career is snapped in the bud. I'll be the laughingstock at the school party.
Oh, now, dear.
Oh, Daddy, it's all very well for you to dismiss it with a now, dear. But what am I going to do when everybody starts laughing at me when I walk into the gym on the arm of Socrates Sylvester Furmish?
Socrates Sylvester Furnish. Well, who in the world are you talking about?
Yeah, explain it, Niecy. Explain it. It sounds like a disease.
Oh, Uncle Louie, how can you be so heartless? Socrates Sylvester is Professor Furmish's nephew.
Well, if he's anything like old man Furmish, he must be a dilly.
Louie, please. Peggy, dear, why must you go to the school party with this Socrates?
Because Dr. Furmish asked me to. And Dr. Furmish is my roommate at school, and I couldn't say no when he told me his nephew was coming to town to visit.
But, dear, how do you know Dr. Furmish's nephew isn't a nice, charming, and attractive boy?
Oh, yes, and he may be very handsome, too.
Well, if he looks anything like old Doc Furmish, he should be pickled and put in a bottle.
Louie, that will do.
Will do.
As I said before, Peggy, this young man may be...
Oh, Mother, it's no use trying to soften the blow. I know he's a goon. All blind dates are. And unless I do something and do it quick, I'm going to be stuck with him at the school party. Oh, parents, you've got to help me get out of this terrible mess. You've got to save me from a fate worse than death.
Well, while the parents meek help Peggy solve that one, here's something interesting. Scientists, and I don't mean the Dr. Furmish kind, tell us that taste is the most unpredictable of the five senses. So it's certainly gratifying to hear so many people everywhere praise the taste of All Sweet Margarine. Yes, when you find something that people everywhere agree on, you can just be sure that it's good. With All Sweet, it's the delicate natural flavor. Flavor that comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk that wins so many friends. People like the taste of All Sweet, like its golden goodness spread on hot biscuits or rolls, on baked potatoes. And man, oh man, just wait till you taste hot vegetables covered with All Sweet. Yes, when you discover how its delicate, natural flavor adds distinction and richness to any and every meal, then All Sweet will be on your shopping list every week. Remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Now, Peggy, suppose you explain all this. I understand that this school party is tonight. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, Peggy, dear, don't you have a date with Elmer? You usually go with Elmer, don't you?
I usually do. This time, I thought I'd be cute. Make Elmer wait, keep him dangling.
Hmm.
So when Dr. Furmish asked me if I had a date, I naturally said I hadn't, thinking naturally that Elmer would ask me again.
Naturally.
But the minute I said I didn't have a date, Dr. Furmish told me all about his nephew coming here for the weekend, and before I knew it, I had a date with Dr. Furmish's nephew.
Naturally.
Yes. Peggy, what did Dr. Furmish tell you about his nephew?
Socrates Sylvester Furmish is a brain.
Yes. Did you say a drain?
No, he's a brain, a mind, an intellect.
Oh.
He speaks Greek and Latin and other dead languages.
Peggy Meek, just because a boy is intelligent is no reason to condemn him.
Mother, I am not condemning him. I just know Socrates Sylvester Furmish is a dreep.
Did you say a dreep?
A drip, Father, is a combination of a drip and a creep. And that's what he is.
That's what he is. Yeah, well, I just remember, I have to run down to Green's drugstore.
Just a minute, Mortimer. This is a problem we must both face.
Well, you face it, dear. Your face is much prettier.
Very good. That will do, Mortimer.
Will do, yes.
Peggy, now I speak for both of us.
Yes, dear, you always do.
Peggy, this is a matter of principle, of ethics, of fairness. You agree with me, don't you, Mortimer?
What else can I do? I mean, ethics, fairness, and so forth, yes.
Now, we've taught you that when you make a promise, you must keep it. Now, you promised Dr. Furmish that you'd see that his nephew had a good time at the party, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Very well. Then you'll have to do it. Remember, dear, a promise made must not be betrayed.
Mm-hmm. And a party spoiled makes a girl feel foiled. Uncle Louie, it's Peggy.
And Jill. Peg, dear Uncle Louie is asleep. Besides, I don't see what good he can do us.
You let me handle this, Jill. Uncle Louie is very smart.
What?
In certain ways. Besides, I'm desperate.
In that case, Uncle Louie is brilliant.
Uncle Louie! Uncle Louie!
Oh, hello, Lisi. Hiya, Jilzy. What's up, kids, besides me?
I'm sorry we had to wake you, Uncle Louie.
Wake me? What do you mean, wake me? I wasn't sleeping. I was thinking. With my eyes closed. Yeah, my little old mind was clicking away like a machine.
Mm-hmm. And that's just what it sounded like. A rock-crushing machine with a factory whistle at the end.
Uncle Louie, you've just got to help me get out of that date with Dr. Furmish's nephew, please.
Okay, let me get my thinking cap on. I just closed my eyes to get my mental machinery working again.
Uncle Louie, please don't go back to sleep again. Stay up and tell me what to do, how to get out of that date.
Okay, Peggy, okay. Easiest thing in the world. Get yourself a stand-in. Somebody to take your place. Offer one of the girls some of your allowance money.
Uncle Louie, that's a terrific idea.
Sensational. And he does it with his eyes closed.
Well, let me see now. Yep, I've got every single girl at school listed that hasn't got a date for tonight. We'll take turns calling them.
All right. Who's first?
Adele, I'll call her, and then you can call Betty. And remember, Jill, don't offer any of them anything. Unless you have to. And Adele, wait till you hear. The most divine man is coming into town. Uh-huh. And he hasn't got a date for the school party tonight. And I thought maybe... Oh, you have? With Jackie. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And so, Betty, I thought I'd tell you about him.
Is he?
My dear, he's simply swoony. Personally, I palpitate when I think about him. What?
Oh, and I hope you have a lovely time, too.
But, Jane, I let you wear my yellow cashmere sweater for a whole month.
Oh. But, Marilyn, wait. You can wear my hooded coat tonight. Oh.
All right, Zelda, I understand. Yeah, I'll see you tonight at the party, Zelda. Bye. That was Zelda.
I know, and nothing comes after Z.
She said she was going with her little brother, and that she'd rather.
Sometimes little brothers are good for something. Oh, Miss Meek, where do we go from here?
To the gallows, in a manner of speaking, with Socrates Sylvester Furmish. Yeah.
Agatha, dear.
Yes, Mortimer?
Well, I've been thinking about Peggy.
And?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we were a little too severe with her. I mean, after all, going out with a strange boy.
And what makes you think Dr. Furmish's nephew is strange?
Dr. Furmish.
Mortimer.
Yeah, so I thought that perhaps I could call Dr. Furmish and sort of explain the circumstances to him. I'll get it, dear. Yes, I'm coming.
And I'll explain why we continue to be firm with Peggy when you return.
Yes, very good. One moment, please. Oh, well, Dr. Furmish, yes. And my wife and I were just talking about you.
You couldn't have chosen a more fascinating subject, yes. And where is the charming spouse of the house?
It's back. Oh, Agatha's in the living room.
But
wait a minute. Wait, before we go into the living room, Dr. Furmish.
Yes?
I would like to talk to you privately.
Ah.
Something very personal.
Ah.
It's about my daughter.
Ah.
And your nephew. Aren't you going to say ah?
No.
Oh.
I pass.
The old fiddle fan.
Bless you.
Thank you. No. Now, but what I mean is, Peggy's a bit upset about going out with a strange boy.
Strange? Strange?
Yes.
Mr. Meek, I'll have you know Socrates comes from a fine family of true blue blood. His father, Euripides, my brother, has blood so blue, he's been despondent for years.
Peggy
comes from a fine family, too. I know your wife and her brother Louis, and they're perfect lambs.
Yes, well, Agatha is the lamb, Louis is the black sheep. Say, that's not bad.
Mortimer, what are you doing out here in the hall? Why, Dr. Furmish, I had no idea you were here.
Hello, Peggy. My, how you've grown.
Oh, I'm Peggy's mother.
Oh.
Do come in, sit down.
Thank you, but I can't sit down. I can't.
Why not?
I've been horseback riding all morning.
Oh.
Now, what did I want to see you about? Perhaps my note will help me remember. Ah, here we are. Note for Saturday. Awaken. Dress. Completely. Do not go to school.
No, I won't.
Take a walk.
I wish I could.
Breathe
deeply.
I will. Oh, dear, that's not the note. Perhaps it's in this pocket. Sir, this is to advise you that your bill is now 3 months overdue. Oh, no, that's not it. Perhaps this note. There was a young lady from Yonkers.
No.
Oh, no, my. Where are my notes? Oh, dear me. Now I remember. At breakfast this morning, I filed my mush in the desk and put my notes in the garbage can. Well, I must run now. Sorry. It's been alarming, but charming. Goodbye.
Well, I never.
And neither did I. To think that Dr. Furmish had to have a nephew. You should have put him in the garbage can. Oh, poor little Peggy.
I can and I will. Come on, we're going to talk to Uncle Louie again.
But, Peg, are you really going to ask your Uncle Louie to do that?
Well, sure. It's either that or going to the school party with that awful, impossible, terrible drip, Socrates Sylvester Furmish.
That would be pretty ghoulish. Socrates. I'll bet he's got a real skinny neck, no shoulders, and dangling paws.
Sure. And he probably dresses like a droop and dances like a dunce.
And speaks Latin all the time. What you're going to do is awful, Peggy. But I don't blame you.
And I don't blame myself. Come on, let's go. Uncle Louie!
Hey, now, wait a minute, Niecy. You say you want me to tell this here Socrates that you're a little goofy?
Eccentric, Uncle Louie. Tell him I enjoy punching people.
Tell him Peg likes to make people suffer.
And that I'm a show-off. And that I stand up at parties and recite
corny poetry.
And that I sometimes forget myself on the dance floor and start to wrestle with my partner.
Tell him once she got a stranglehold on a boy and that it took 10 men to pry her loose.
Got it, Uncle Louie?
Okay. Don't worry. I'll scare him up. When I start talking, Socrates will start running. Boy, the things I do for my family. Oh, yeah, and thanks for the quarter, Peggy. Hi, kids. May I come in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Weigel. Oh, it's a real pleasure, Mr. Weigel. Do come in.
Why, thanks, Jill. Say, why all the sandwiches? Throwing a party?
If I may say, Mr. Weigel, a certain party is throwing us.
Oh, I get it. Socrates Sylvester Furmish. Hey, Sock must be quite a guy to rate all this.
Uh-huh. I never think of him without a choking sensation.
Ah, sounds pretty serious.
It is. Every time I think of him, I could choke him.
Oh, come, Peggy. Perhaps all Socrates needs is a bit more vitamins. You know, I'm always telling mothers that it's important to keep an eye on their families these crisp winter days to make sure that they have well-balanced diets that provide plenty of body heat and food energy. And in All Sweet Margarine, Mother, you have one of the best all-year-round sources of both food energy and the important vitamin A.
Yes, every single pound of All Sweet supplies at least 15,000 units of vitamin A, just as much in the winter as in the summer. So put All Sweet on your grocer list. It'll put extra nourishing goodness in your meals. Remember, All Sweet is made by Swift & Company, and behind that name are years of research in the development of finer foods for your table.
This is Jill Elmer. What? Peggy? No, I don't know exactly where she is. Just a minute. It's Elmer. He says he's been looking for you all over town. Says he's tired of being pushed around, and if he doesn't find you, he's going to ask someone else to the party tonight. Well?
Oh, golly, keep talking to him while I think. Go on.
Hello, Elmer. This is Jill again. You know, Elmer, I just might be able to locate Peggy. That is, I think I might. Just a minute.
Well, what have you thought?
Try to keep Elmer from getting another date. I don't want to have to go to the party alone if Uncle Louie can discourage Socrates Sylvester.
Okie doke. Elmer, dear, this is Jill again. I've been thinking it over, and as your very good friend, I have some advice to give you. Now, I wouldn't do anything hasty like yet another date. A Peggy might misunderstand, and you know how misunderstandings can grow right into estrangement. Why, a little thing like this might ruin your whole life. Just a minute. He says he's got a long time to live and he'll take the chance.
I've got it. Tell him you think I'm saving the party tonight for him. And ask him if he knows another girl to ask to go out on a double date.
Hello, Elmer. This is Jill again. You know what, Elmer? I have a very strong feeling that Peggy will go to the party with you tonight. And, Elmer, do you by any chance know of a girl who'd like a blind date? There's a boy coming in from out of town who's simply terrific. What? Oh, no. Never mind.
But, Jill, what happened?
It's no use. Elmer has heard about Socrates Sylvester.
Oh.
Elmer says his nickname is Silly, and for us not to be the same.
Do we have to have another double drip super duper deluxe Sunday? I'm so full, I feel like an ice cream factory.
What's the difference? We might just as well sit here in Green's drugstore and drown our sorrows.
Okay. If I have any more, I'll quit drowning and start floating.
Uh-oh. Don't look now, but here comes that awful Elsie Martin, the stinker.
Is she coming this way? I thought you said she was going to be out of town this weekend.
That was just talk. Why should she go out of town when there's a party and she can steal somebody's boyfriend?
Oh, I've got it. When Elsie comes over here, I'll excuse myself. I'll say I've got to go talk to a friend. Actually, I'll be calling Uncle Louie to tell him to send Socrates over to Elsie's house. After Uncle Louie's convinced him I'm goofy, you'll go to work on Elsie.
Go to work? How?
Tell her that Elmer and I are fussing, fighting, and a feuding on account of a new boy that's coming to town. Tell her that new boy is just a dreamboat. Tell her that...
That's enough. As soon as I tell her that, she'll start purring and getting her claws sharpened. Leave everything to me.
Well, did Elsie go for it? Hurry, Jill, tell me.
Did you ever see a cat go for a bowl of milk?
Oh, she did. Oh, Jill, you're wonderful.
And marvelous. I led her into the conversation in a very subtle way.
Yeah?
I merely mentioned that the new boy was a smooth citizen, a darling dancer, and a very casual character.
And?
Her eyes got narrower, her fingernails got longer, and she wriggled her nose like she'd just gotten a whiff of cat.
Oh, then what?
Then I said you thought you had a date with this character, and I mentioned his name, but you weren't sure.
And what did she say?
Oh, she just laughed and showed her teeth. The pointed ones. And said there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. And laughed, laughing merrily.
Oh, Jill, that fixes everything. Now Uncle Louie will tell Socrates I'm strange. Socrates will get cold feet. Uncle Louie will describe Elsie's charms and mention her name and address casually. And I'll be free to go to the party with Elmer. But Jill, what's the matter? Why'd you get your mouth open like that? And that glazed look in your eyes.
Over there, near the door.
Jill Donovan, you're drooling.
Am I? Well, look over toward the door and have yourself a drool.
Wow.
Isn't he knockout?
Oh, broad shoulders.
Oh, that wavy hair.
Oh, long eyelashes.
Oh, that square jaw.
Oh, sorry.
Dreamboat.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. I wonder who he is.
Who cares? I'm just glad he is. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's coming over toward us. I can't stand it. I'm going to faint.
We'll fall under the table before he gets here. I want to meet him.
Excuse me, but I'd appreciate it very much if you could give me some information.
Anything.
Of course. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thanks, but I haven't the time. I have an engagement and I'm late.
Engagement?
I wonder if either of you could direct me to Elm Street.
Elm Street. How beautiful.
You're just two blocks away. Turn left at the next corner.
Thanks.
We're going over toward Elm Street in just one little minute. We could walk along with you.
Oh, thanks very much, but I couldn't take advantage of you. I'll find it. You've been very kind. Goodbye.
Good.
Oh, bye. I'll take advantage.
Oh, wasn't he wonderful? Oh, I wonder who he is. Oh, maybe we should follow him and see where he goes.
I wonder who he's going to throw me. Isn't that a pretty name?
Hey, we live on Elm Street.
Well, of course we do, silly.
Silly. Peggy, did you notice the initials on his tie pin?
How can you think of his tie pin? Those wavy eyelashes.
His initials are F-F-F.
S-S-F. So what?
Oh, no. Oh, yes. F-F-F. Socrates Sylvester Furnish.
Oh, Jill, come on. That dreamboat is headed for my house, and Uncle Louie is waiting for him to tell him I'm a complete goon.
And to send him to Elsie Martin's house.
Yeah. Jill, hurry. Can't you run any faster?
Oh, I can. The candle's three double drip Sunday.
Oh. We've got to get here in time. Oh, Jill, pray that Uncle Louie won't do what I told him to do.
Okay. I'm praying, but I haven't got much faith in it.
Why not?
You gave Uncle Louie a quarter, remember?
Sit down, son. Sit down. Sit down and relax. Care for a chicken leg?
No, thanks.
Have a dill pickle.
No, thanks. Is Miss Peggy Meek home?
Huh? Oh, so you're the young fellow that from out of town that's come here to take my niece to the school party, huh?
Uh-huh.
What'd you say your name was?
S.S. Furmish.
S.S., huh?
And they call me Sock down at school.
Okay, Sock. Old Sock. say, did you ever meet my niece?
Well, no, that's why I'm here.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I better prepare you, son.
Prepare me?
Yeah, for a shock. Shock. Peggy is just a little peculiar.
A little peculiar?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's nothing to get alarmed about, really. No, it just dates back to the time when she wanted to become a lady wrestler.
A lady wrestler?
Yeah. That's why she's always trying out hammer locks and half Nelsons on people. Oh, my neck is still sore.
Peggy, your niece practices wrestling holds on people?
Yeah, and jiu-jitsu, too. She learned it out of one of my comic books. Oh, but there's nothing to get worked up over. Of course, no.
Of course.
You see, most of the boys in town, they know about it. Well, they go along with it because, she's such a nice kid.
Go along with it?
Oh, sure. What does it amount to if you get tossed over her shoulder and land on your neck? Why, you can always pick yourself up again. Besides, it's all good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun. I just remember, I got to run. Important appointment. Sorry, I can't stay. Tell your niece I had to leave town in a hurry. Sorry and all that. Drop her a postcard.
Hey, wait a minute. I ain't finished. I got to tell you about Elsie.
Oh, you're still here. Why, hello.
Hello, I was just leaving.
Oh, we couldn't think of your leaving now. Do come
hey,
here.
Hey, let go of my arm.
I was just telling Doc here about the wrestling and all that.
Look, I don't like to wrestle, and I don't like to be thrown over people's shoulders.
Oh, I wouldn't think of throwing
putting you over my shoulder.
Thanks, but could you let go of my arm?
You told him?
Yeah, like you said.
Please let go.
I got it. Let go of Sock, dear.
Huh?
He doesn't want to wrestle, do you, Sock?
Oh, no.
I tell you what.
What?
You let go. Sock and I will take a walk and talk things over. And then we'll be back.
Huh?
And then maybe he'll wrestle with you.
What?
Oh, sure I will. You wait. And when I get back, why, we'll just throw each other all over the joint. I know a couple of peachy holes. Well, goodbye, Peggy.
Goodbye, Sock. Peggy. Uncle Louie! He's inside Peggy!
Yeah. Well, what do you know? Juicy, what do you say? You want to wrestle?
There's an old saying, they talk of Christmas so long that it comes. And it's true. The last of the Thanksgiving turkey was scarcely made into hash before we started talking about whether we should give Aunt Minnie a hand-crocheted fascinator or an embroidered doorstop for Christmas. And of course, much of our pre-Christmas talk concerns, what'll we have to eat? Well, fortunately for both the youngsters and the grown-ups, everyone is agreed that whatever else is fixed for the holidays, there should certainly be Christmas cookies and more Christmas cookies. Now, of course, Mother, your cookies or your Christmas cakes and candies are going to be only as good as the ingredients you use. This is why so many good cooks rely on the delicate, natural flavor of all sweet margarine to help them turn out tantalizing Christmas delicacies. For instance, two of the most popular holiday cookies, old-fashioned sugar cookies and the unforgettable spritz cookies, require delicately flavored shortenings such as Allsweet. And you'll find Allsweet just as indispensable when it comes to those Christmas vegetables you'll serve to compliment old Mr. Turkey. And for your wonderful holiday hot breads, which will send your guests away from the table happy and satisfied. So remember, Allsweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Well, dear, how was the party?
Oh, thrilling, wonderful, the most terrific time I ever had. And Sock is out of this world.
Sock? Yes, she means Socrates Sylvester Fermi.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, what a dreamboat. What a dancer. What a man.
You see, dear, now aren't you ashamed about all the fuss you made?
What fuss, Mother?
Yeah, well, your mother means about your not wanting to keep the date. Yes. Oh, but let's forget it, eh? By the way, Peggy, dear, what was wrong with Jill?
Was something wrong with Jill, Mortimer?
Well, it seemed to me there was. She kept going around muttering to herself about being double-crossed by a wrestler. It didn't make sense.
Well, it certainly doesn't make sense. What about it, dear?
Huh? Oh, Jill. Jill was put out about a case of mistaken identity. But she'll be all right. Sock is going to explain it all to her tomorrow.
Yes.
He's taking us both down to Green's Drugstore for Super Duper Sundays.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, by the way, Daddy.
Eh?
Could I have an advance on my allowance?
Meet the Meat, starring Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.